Text 6. This is a story about wit. We have all probably read the story about the Gruffalo and the mouse. In that story, the mouse uses its wit to survive threats from its predators by telling them that it has a friend called the Gruffalo, which is a monster that will eat the predators. When the fox, the snake, and the wolf learned about the monster, they left the mouse alone. Now, in another story, a monkey uses its intelligence to stay alive. What happened is that the monkey, being kind and generous, often shared its food with other creatures. One such creature, a poor and otherwise starving crocodile, often brought home berries and nuts that the monkey gave him to his wife. When the crocodile's wife ate the berries, she wanted more. After she finished the nuts, she craved for more. Finally, unable to wait for her husband to come home with a few berries and nuts each time, she hatched a plan to kill the monkey. "Invite your friend to our house. I will treat him to a feast in return for his generosity," she told the crocodile, when in fact, she intended to cook a monkey stew once her husband brought the monkey to her. The gullible crocodile, unaware of her evil plan, ferried the monkey on its back along the river. Just before they reached the crocodile's abode, the crocodile told his guest about the great stew his wife was preparing. The monkey realized something was amiss, as the crocodile did not have any food except what the monkey gave him. The clever monkey said, "Thank you, my friend, for inviting me to your house. But alas, I forgot to bring berries and nuts. I can't visit you empty-handed. Please, ferry me back so that I can take them along." That was how the smart monkey escaped the brewing pot that the crocodile's wife had prepared.